Gentlemen, this is really a pleasure. I'm Mike Canton from WZUM. Jimmy, I talked to you the other day. That was a wonderful conversation that we had. And I wanted to talk to you too, Terry. So now I get the chance. So, you know, I had some questions, and I gave Jimmy some of them the other day. And so we just plugged through. I'm going to come back to one that I was really interested in, we talked about, because I love Alexander O'Neill. And what I felt was that you two created a really wonderful album with him. So the question to you, Terry, is I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Jimmy. Was that to help your friend, or was it because you knew it was going to be awesome?
Alexander O'Neill is, even to this day, one of my favorite singers, performers. For me, style always wins. You know, the best singer, not necessarily, but style. Alexander O'Neill is a great singer with a great style. And that combination is inspiring, I guess, for a songwriter. It opens up a lot of things. There's nothing that he can't do, especially back in the day. So that was the inspiration, Alexander O'Neill. He was just a great vocalist.
The next question I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask you one more quick one. Tell me how you feel about Clarence Avant, because I know he was important to you.
Clarence Avant is the greatest man I've ever known. And I can't say any more than that, because that's everything. He was everything to me. He was everything to the industry. He was everything to our race, to our people. He helped so many people, inspired a lot of people, and just gave enough confidence to people that they could pursue whatever their dreams were. He was the man that, speaking for myself, helped me solidify my knowledge of my worth. He helped me understand my value, and or just basically gave me confirmation that everything that I ever thought, like, if somebody's giving you $2, you got to be worth more. So nobody gives you anything. So if you're valuable, you have to know what your value is, and you have to evaluate that, you know, in a realistic sense. So it creates this thing where, you know, you always want to bring something to the party, because that's how you're valuable. You're valuable by your contribution, not your conversation. So Clarence is the one that helped me solidify that in my mind.
Jimmy, I want to talk about the time a little bit, because that first album just rocked me. And, you know, I think about Get It Up, that it just was expansive. You all were really rockers, weren't you?
Well, growing up in Minneapolis, we were exposed to a whole lot of different music. It wasn't just one genre or style. And I think also there was probably a little bit of, I don't know whether I would call it ignorance, but we just didn't know what we didn't know, so to speak. So we didn't know that if you took a funk beat and put a rock guitar on it or whatever, that was somehow doing something wrong. So we just, it all was very natural to us to do it. But also it was under the creative direction of Prince. And so when you take someone who's that talented, I think really great things happen. And, you know, the Minneapolis sound happens. But that was all, you know, that was all Prince. You know, he was our guiding light.
So when I think about your music as a machine, really. I mean, there's a certain backbeat, a certain vibe that went through Janet, SOS Band, and everybody. Who do you think replicated some of what you did as the time the most? Or do you think you were gone from that at that point and taking people to another place? Because the two of you are very close in age to me, and so I know the music that you came up through. You were evolving to something new. So what is my question? Did you ever revert, or did you just keep going? That's my question.
Wow, okay, well...
That's a good one. Well,
I
would just say that the thought always is you're only as good as your next record. And, you know, yesterday's score doesn't count today's game. So it was always about pushing forward and doing something creatively a little differently. And once again, the inspiration has always came from the artist at hand. Because when we first got to Atlanta to work with the SOS band, there were such great players and songwriters. And we had already heard hit records from them, and we were fans of those records and fans of the band. we just wanted to plug into that, and we just allowed them just to do them. And all we did was try to write something that was appropriate for them. So, and then that idea went on, that theme went on throughout Sherelle. I mean, her personality, you know, was bubbly. Alexander O'Neill, his personality was very Alex. Yeah, he was not bubbly. He was very Xander. You know, Xander talked about himself in the third party.
Oh, Xander.
Oh, Xander. You know, see, because old Alex.
Yeah. There's a bear in the woods. Better help the bear.
Yeah, yeah. This is Alexander O'Neill in the bear in the woods. You better help the bear.
Alexander O'Neill don't need no help.
That's right.
So, you know, it was all the personalities of the artist at hand. Janet had a very sweet voice. But she was very funky. I always say she grooved like a dude. She grooves hard. Like, she can groove like Michael. And, you know, that was always cool because she was never afraid to try anything. So whatever we would throw at her, she could kind of find her way in it. And it was very inspiring as a songwriter to kind of write for her, just to be a part of someone who just would try anything.